Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. The cloud with
his pants falling down. Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, we're going to have to get Nicole some theme music, too. Ken Glickman, our area arts and entertainment contributor, checks in. Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Jack?
I am just fine. There is so much going on this weekend.
Well, and it's such a variety of stuff.
Yeah, and Scott and I were talking last night. Spartan Spectacular is normally on a weekend with a home football game.
It's usually a homecoming.
Homecoming, but they didn't
that's last week. No, they had a couple of other things. Spartan Spectacular has changed a bit over the years. It used to be with all the different performing groups in MSU, and it used to be at Breslin. But now it's at Wharton Center, and boy, if you think that that drum line of Michigan State Spartan Band is loud and out there, you better hear them at the Wharton Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you feel it against your body. I mean, it is fabulous. And this, of course, this is one of the greatest drum lines in the country. They always win the awards. And so it should be great. It's at the Great Hall of the Wharton Center on Saturday evening.
How long has it been at Wharton Center?
That's a good question. I'm thinking 6 years, maybe seven.
Scott, when you were in the marching band, were you in Breslin or were you in Wharton Center?
I did it in both. I think we started in Wharton, and then the last couple of years we went to Breslin because there was a bigger capacity.
Yeah, and you know, it's now they got this collage concert, and that has sort of taken some of the wind out of the Spartan Spectacular. I don't think the Spartan Spectacular is as, I don't know, people used to wait for it and talk about it and really get excited, and now they say, oh, is it this weekend? I didn't even know. So it's
not as spectacular, huh?
Not as spectacular.
Right.
But boy, it's still great to see them and to hear that that great drum section. Scott, I bet you remember that drum section well, don't you?
Oh, that is one of the best parts of the SMB.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I have to tell you, last week during Midnight Madness, when they brought the drum line out and set them up on the basketball court.
Oh, I bet the crowd loved it.
Oh, the crowd loved it, and so did Gerard Butler.
Yeah,
whatever he was doing, and he's just transfixed by this.
Well, he was at the game, of course, on Saturday.
Wound up directing the marching band.
Oh, yeah. He was having the time of his life.
All right, what about the MSU Symphony coming up?
Well, you know, isn't it interesting that they're in the same hall one day apart? Now, MSU Symphony is an excellent group, and people who always go to the Lansing Symphony sort of forget that these two groups are in many ways almost as good. This is Friday night. They're doing a brand new piece for a viola player who was the first chair in the Philadelphia Orchestra and now is the president of the prestigious Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. And his name is Roberto Diaz. And so he will be playing the viola concerto. And it should be just a great, great concert. And this is a world premiere. So,
all right. Pardon my ignorance, but how competitive does it get between the MSU Symphony and the Lansing Symphony? And are there members of both?
There are some, not many. Of course, there are a lot of MSU faculty members who are in the Lansing Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also some students in the Lansing Symphony, some seniors, some very, very good students. So some play in both. But there's not a lot of competition. It's really a whole different feeling that goes there. For instance, you go to a Lansing Symphony, and it's the community. It's the Lansing community that's there. And MSU, it's students and it's people who follow the music school.
All right.
Some other things that are coming in, you know, you talk about variety. Good old Bobby Zimmerman is coming in.
Oh, that would be Mr. Dylan.
That's Bob Dylan, absolutely. And he's going to be at the MSU Auditorium, and it's now called the Concert Auditorium. Let me get a date for you. Tuesday, the 26th.
Okay.
$45 and 25 in some cases. And, you know, this guy, hey, he's older than we are, Jack.
Yeah, and he's been really stood the test of time. It's funny that you can have someone who people of all ages, for different reasons, whatever the case may be, but they certainly have an appreciation for Bob Dylan.
Well, he has sold over 90 million albums in his career.
90 million.
Where
does that place him?
You know, that is a good question. I bet way up there.
I got to be, bet it's pretty high.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't even know what his current band is like. You know, sometimes he's really a hard rocker, mm-hmm. and sometimes he's folk, and sometimes he's acoustic. I don't really know what this concert's going to be like, but Bob Dylan is Bob Dylan, and he's a legend, and his music is always great. So
there are people who love the sensitivity and the feeling he puts to the music, and there are people who say, I'm not going to listen to somebody I can't understand.
Well, he has a style all his own, doesn't he?
He does.
I think he's a better songwriter than he is a performer.
Without question.
Yeah, and he's legendary for not liking his audiences. I mean, when he was at Wharton Center, gosh, I had to be 15 years ago, he came with two limousines. One he was in, and the other he was not. And as the audience was applauding for an encore, he was already in the limo leaving. He didn't want to meet any fans. So, you know, that's the part of the legend, I guess. And
how many times has he been here? How many times have we had Bob Dylan in mid-Michigan?
Oh, I have no idea. Over the years, I would have to say
every 5 years or so, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. And it's always a different show because he's always got a different type of band.
All right.
So there's a play that's coming that they are doing at the Riverwalk, directed by Jane Salyan, called The Farnsworth Invention.
What is that?
Now, what do you think that would be?
It sounds like something in terms of technology that would, maybe send you into space.
The Farnsworth Invention is the television.
Oh.
And this is a play written by Aaron Sorkin.
I have a broken Farnsworth invention.
written by Aaron Sorkin about David Sarnoff and Farnsworth. And Aaron Sorkin has a very big movie that's out right now called The Social Network.
Mm-hmm.
And he also wrote A Few Good Men and The West Wing and Charlie Wilson's War and Sports Night. So this is one of the great playwrights. Now, I've not heard of the Farnsworth Invention, but with Jane Salyan directing and Aaron Sorkin writing, I bet it's going to be good.
Do we know who is in it?
We do. Local, you know, it's a local Riverwalk.
Right. Anyone
production.
We would know?
Well, I'm sure someone does. I can't put my hands on it.
All right, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
You'll have to go to the Riverwalk website.
All right, when are the shows?
Okay, so a couple other things. The Lansing Concert Band has a new conductor, Gary Sullivan.
Ken, when are the shows for the Farnsworth Invention? I don't want to let people...
Oh, I'm sorry. It's this weekend.
This weekend, okay.
Yeah, it opened last night.
Okay.
And it's tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and I believe a matinee on Sunday.
Not next week, too?
Correct.
Okay.
The Evil Dead, the musical. Now, we all want to see that. And this is supposed to be even campier than Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Is that possible?
They made a musical out of the Raimi, what's his name?
Sam?
Sam Raimi movies, Evil Dead, and made a musical out of it. So it should be wild. It's at MSU. It's at the Passant Theater. It's this weekend. It's being put on by the MSU Theater Program. So that should be great fun.
Hmm.
I interrupted myself. The Lansing Concert Band is doing their first concert of the season, 3:00, and this is for free. Anybody can come for free. Okemos High School Auditorium. Gary Sullivan is their new conductor. Heard he's doing a great job. And the soloist is probably someone that Scott Eckersley knows very well, Richard Illman.
Richard Illman. Is that true, Scott?
Yeah, I took lessons from Rich for a couple of years.
Okay.
He is the trumpet professor master at MSU, and he is great. He is just wonderful.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that concert.
All right. Well, you missed Nicole Sclafani in studio, but we didn't want you infecting anyone any more than I have. So
I don't blame you.
We have instructed Ken to stay away until he's feeling 100%, and you missed out on Nicole, but she's back from northern Italy and her honeymoon. And
she's married now, huh?
Absolutely. But she's talking about Bob Dylan, too. She's as excited as you are, and it shows that spanning the generations.
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating how you can keep your career going this long. There's really few artists who can do that. Even Paul Simon, who is of that generation, doesn't do much anymore.
No.
I don't think he's made an album in a while, and I don't think he's been on tour for a while. So Dylan is a unique guy.
We also talked about Halloween and what kind of holiday that is. How are you dressing up for Halloween, Ken?
Oh, I always go totally naked.
That's probably more information than we need.
I've never gotten these disturbing images.
I'm going to have to wrestle with this all night.
I've never heard you speechless, Jack. And Scott is probably laughing back there,
speechless,
right?
Speechless is one thing. I wish I was sightless at this point. That would help me more.
And what are you dressing up as?
I don't know. I don't know that I am. I'm still contemplating this. I just got a bunch of good costume ideas from Nicole, though. So
it's always a fun,
I may
fun
dress
night.
Up as productive. That would be a change.
You know, less than 4 hours sleep, right?
Yeah, I may dress up as rested. Hey, Ken, I hope you're feeling better. We'll talk with you next week. Get a job segment Monday at 5:50. And what are we going to be chatting about then?
We are going to be talking about references.
Perfect. Great idea. We'll continue our discussion of resumes and references. We will be right back with more. Appreciate Ken Glickman, our Area Arts Entertainment contributor, joining us. Jack and Scott will be back in just a moment. Our final segment of Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.